Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, whether you're listening on Apple or Spotify. We appreciate you. If you are checking out the YouTube page, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks. Subscribe, feel free. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. And we like to have a lot of fun. You can see inside of my office. I did make some changes today, not to the wall, but I'm using one of those lifto desks I've had like in a closet to kind of straighten the look out on the camera. So hopefully it looks good and you can see the background, and it's a little bit, I think that it looks better, at least in the reflection, it looks better. We'll see. But that's not what I came here to talk about. I didn't come to navel gaze today. I came to tell you that the Bears whooped Jacksonville's ass. That was a old school ass whooping if ever I have seen one. Before I talk about the Bears, I just want to talk about Jacksonville, because if you heard me this week, I talked about how like this game kind of worried me. You know, Spiegs was joking about how I was the mayor of Worrytown. This game kind of worried me because there's a lot of talent on that Jacksonville team. They just have no idea what they're doing. They don't tackle and don't seem particularly interested in tackling. Trevor Lawrence missed the big throw that probably changes the game. If he makes that touchdown throw early on in the game, maybe it's a different game. But this isn't a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast for the most part. We talk a lot about the Bears, and the Bears dominated. What I love about this is like this is an all phases win. The offense did their thing. Caleb Williams was phenomenal in this game, doing everything, being a record breaker with the touchdowns, most touchdowns in an international game, him having the most touchdowns by a rookie in a game since Cade McNown. He was in complete control of the game. Complete. He understood the only blemish is the underthrow that turns into an interception. They carved up Jacksonville's defense from the middle out. Everywhere you look, like whether it was DeAndre Swift running over the middle or Keenan Allen cutting across the middle, I can't wait to look at the pass chart on this, because they were able to dissect Jacksonville from the word go. The fact that you had Tyson Bagent in victory formation for the second weekend in a row is telling. Your quarterback wasn't injured. He just balled out. And when you have a situation like that where your quarterback can play as well as Caleb Williams did, it's hard to stop. This is why, like a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how I felt like there was a breakthrough coming, and I hope it continues. You have to be truthful in the opponents over the last 3 weeks. And Robert Mays, who is one of the biggest Bears fans that I know that covers the NFL, he put the tweet out there, and he's right to put that tweet out there, that you have to look at where these three defenses are that the Bears played are ranked. And they're ranked 30th, 31st, and 32nd. Okay. But all you can do is win the games that are on your schedule. There's no style points here. Getting to 4-2 at the bye is, I imagine, beyond all the things that the Bears thought they could be coming into this. Now, maybe they'll tell you that they completely expected it, and that's cool, but for them to be 4-2 with a week off before the schedule starts to really get tough, I think is great. It puts you in a position where if you want to, you can start talking about winning the division. Even though you're still a game and a half back before the Vikings play, but you have this opportunity. You have it. And it's because everything is moved together. I don't want to finish this before we talk about what Cole Kmet did today. And I know that it's funny, right? Like the concept of it is funny. But I've covered a team where the Bears long snapper went down. And then all of a sudden Desmond Clark is long snapping and it went terribly. For him to go out there in this game and be perfect with his snaps, like the last field goal that got blocked kind of looked like a high snap, but still, the fact that that guy on every Thursday would go out and practice just in case he needed to snap, and he came in and did that on top of catching two touchdowns, to go from, oh, I caught a touchdown, I can't even celebrate because I got to line up and be the long snapper for the extra point, is amazing. Eberflus said it at the beginning of the third quarter, probably the first player in NFL history to catch two touchdowns and also long snap. Like, that's wild. Caleb Williams did such a great job of, the footwork was phenomenal today. Like on the first Cole Kmet touchdown, if you watch where the way that he was manipulating the ball on the fakes, his footwork, and then getting the ball to Kmet, there's that. The fade route to Keenan Allen in the end zone is a perfect throw with perfect placement. There really wasn't anything that he didn't do today, including run, like getting upfield, scrambling, and then finding open guys. He did all of those things. After the interception, he went 16 for 20 with three touchdowns. First player in NFL history in an international game with 50 rush yards, three passing touchdowns in an international game. He has grown a bunch of fans across the pond. I guarantee you that there are little kids being like, oh my God, who is that? And they're going to be fans of him going forward.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The final numbers on him, by the way, 23 of 29, 229 yards, four touchdowns, one interception. And then you add in all the rushing yards. You add in them taking advantage of being given extra downs because Jacksonville played dumb football. And you had a damn near perfect game. Then everyone eats. Like, that's become a thing for me. Figuring out how Caleb Williams can keep everyone happy in these games. You had DJ kind of grousing. He gets the ball. Then Keenan Allen is nowhere to be found in the post game last week after a win. He gets the ball today. Cole Kmet gets the ball. DeAndre Swift gets the ball. DJ Moore, everyone has been eating. The thing about this is what it does to a defense. If you're able to make it so that the defense doesn't know where you're going, it opens up a world of possibilities on what plays you can call, who you can feature in an offense. And as long as everyone keeps their egos in check and understands that the quarterback is going to try and get you the ball, the sky's the limit for this offense. It truly is. You can get a lot done with this offense if there is a selflessness and a recognition of everyone's going to get a chance to be a star. And when your chance comes up, you have to be ready. I thought the offensive line for the Bears played pretty good today, and they're still mixing and matching pieces. They're still throwing guys in there, and they're making it work. Everyone should be happy. Like, let me flip over real quick. Let's talk defense. The Bears came into this game with defensive back injuries. And then Kyler Gordon, he ends up getting injured. By the way, you talk about perfect games. I'm looking forward to going back and watching the tape of this, because as it was happening, I kept writing down, Kyler Gordon is having a perfect game. I wrote that down 4 times. The way that he was able to get a couple of tackles for losses, that he was sniffing out run plays and hitting his run fit and getting the ball carrier on the ground, that type of stuff is, you see his freakish athleticism on display. Now, when the Bears go up against better teams, you don't want them going into the game without Jaquan Brisker, without Tyreek Stevenson, and without Kyler Gordon, obviously. But if you look at what Kyler Gordon has done, it's hard to have any sort of criticism of his game. I know the coaches will, but if you look at what that guy is a complete football player. He can cover. He can cover the slot. He can blitz. He can tackle. He can take the ball away. Everything that you want in a defender, that guy is. To go back to some of the numbers on Caleb Williams, if you look at Caleb Williams, like, since things were bad, and you look at his growth, and you look at how he has really put up numbers from week to week, and it's getting better. Weeks 4 through 6, this guy has 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a passer rating of 122.8. You do have to keep in mind who the competition is and who the defenses are, but that's great. That is great improvement. Like, it's improvement is not supposed to be linear. Development is not supposed to be linear. This development seems to be very linear. There's some tough things waiting for the Bears after they're done with the bye. I'm not going to worry about that just yet. I'll probably next week we'll talk about it. I'm excited, like, as I record this, knowing that I can watch both Green Bay and the Lions without changing a channel today. So my afternoon is set with what it is that I'm going to do. But the Bears guys should be thinking about themselves as a playoff contender. They just should. Now, maybe things change that over the next few weeks, but while they're flying back from London, they 100% should be thinking about themselves. They should have the why not us attitude to all of this. 100%. Shout out to Matt Eberflus for taking the team out early. There are a lot of things that will contribute to why Jacksonville is bad. That choice and then getting delayed, they look sluggish. They also look like they don't give the ball to Tank Bigsby enough. They should probably do that. They should give him the ball more. But they were undisciplined in rush lanes, which allowed Caleb Williams to get out. I will say Josh Hines Allen is an incredible player, and he plays hard all the time. and he's fun to watch, and Tank Bigsby is fun to watch, and I'm a big fan of Brian Thomas Jr. If Trevor Lawrence gets him the ball on time, maybe the game is different. But he didn't, and it isn't, and that's good for you. So, hey, this is what it's like when the team is good, and you'll take it. You'll take it. There's still a lot of work for the Bears to do, and you hope that they can take this time to get back to Chicago, for guys to rest, to get their body clock set back right. Love the idea of the bye after this, and go forth and compete in this division. That's all I got, man. That's all you need. This was an A game all the way around. All the way around for the Bears. So I'm out. You all have a wonderful rest of your weekend or morning, depending on when you are watching this and listening to this. Thanks for your support as always. Please subscribe if you're listening on Apple or Spotify. Please subscribe to the House of L YouTube page. We put out videos. Sometimes I just put out videos because I'm bored. But as always, I thank you for your support. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.